Hello, friends. Thanks for tuning in so that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Indeed, friends, that's just ahead from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
It's time for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jay Webb, and welcome to our study today as we embrace God's Word to help us meet the challenges of today. Let's open our Bibles and open our heart for this time of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words always. And greetings and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us once again for our broadcast here from the International Gospel Hour. You know, the need is greater than ever before to reach for God's holy word, the Bible, and see what God has to say to us today. The things that are freely given of God. The Bible continues to speak clearly to us, and it is possible to rightly divide the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. When you look at that phrase, rightly divide or handling aright the word of truth, depending on your translation, it is akin to one who would measure and cut accurately. What is the old saying that a lot of woodworkers do? Measure twice, but cut once? To make for certain, to be able to rightly divide or to rightly cut the word of truth, if you will. From 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 12, God provides His word so that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Let's say, for example, one gets a new vehicle. Well, you've got to check out the owner's manual. And today, friends, with cars, with every kind of little addition that's done, it would be great advantage to check out the owner's manual and see how it can be used and what we can do. You get a new computer, and it might say, be sure to read the instructions first. It's like everything has an owner's manual, it seems, and the more we are familiar with the owner's manual of the things physically, the better we are in using those to our advantage. Well, God has provided His owner's manual, has He not? The Bible, that which we can understand, and a reminder of God's love for us. And when we understand and use His owner's manual in our lives, then we're able to address the things spiritually, just like those owner's manuals in a physical way. When I think about the late Brother James Watkins, who was well known for his television broadcast preaching the gospel, I remember a number of times how he used to put forth about the simplicity of the Bible. He would hold out the Bible on air and he would say, "This is written down between the 6th and 8th grade levels, and delete the proper names from the Bible. The length of the average word is a little less than 5 letters, many of them monosyllable." Brother Watkins could present in a way that, yes, God has made this word easy for us to understand. So for our broadcast today, friends, we want to see how the Bible speaks to us. And that is our study just ahead. But first, our free offers today emphasize God's word. And so we're going to begin with our first offer, and with that, our Jay Webb.
In a world of division and even confusion in the religious world, friends, please know this. The Bible is always right. The free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right, is available from International Gospel Hour. Please call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, your address, and just say, Bible Tract. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Bible Tract in the message box. We will get it to you right away.
Friends, let's begin each point with how the Bible speaks today. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a certain text, and then we are going to bring forth how the Bible speaks in a number of ways. Let's begin with 1 Corinthians 2, 12 and 13. We alluded to this text moments ago. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The late Brother Robert R. Taylor said, "The Holy Spirit is a conveyor of truth, bringing forth or giving to us what we need to know." The idea of the word comparing would be better stated explaining. We note that from the New International Version. Things that are explained or expressed on a spiritual realm from God, but not in an earthly wisdom to be bound by man. God brings forth His wisdom and what He wants us to know. Therefore, number one, the Bible speaks authoritatively. You know, the Bible is a book unlike any other. It is the only book from God and inspired of God. Allow the following text to affirm. From 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what the Scripture will do. In 2 Peter 1:20 and 21, knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Inspired men, moved by the Spirit, to pen what God desired, not what man wanted. How about Ephesians 3, 3-5? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. These are the words of the Apostle Paul. Let's begin again. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So friends, when we look at these passages, again of 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, of 2 Peter 1:20 and 21, and Ephesians 3:3-5, the Bible is all authority given by God through Christ, through the Spirit, and we have it in written form today. What a joy that we can know the truth that will make us free, John 8, verse 32. Yes, friends, truth is knowable. We can understand it, and in turn, we can speak truth with authority from the Father. Oh, how the psalmist praised the Father when he said in Psalm 119, verse 160, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever." Oh, I love that. The sum of your word. You add it all up, friends, it is the truth. As Jesus concluded that wonderful Sermon on the Mount, taken from Matthew 5 through 7, we see Jesus' authoritative teaching. For in Matthew 7, 28 and 29, we find that there were those that when they heard him, they were astonished or amazed at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Indeed, he was the master teacher. He was all authority that was given to him by God the Father, as he acknowledged in Matthew 17 and verse 5, or rather how the Father acknowledged, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him." And oh, in his prayer in John 17 and verse 8, Jesus praised the Father and spoke of the words that he had given were the words that were given unto him by the Father. And to know that Jesus Christ has all authority given by him or to him by the Father, Matthew 28 and verse 18, he is indeed the head of the church, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and Colossians 1 and verse 18. Now, friends, that's the church of which I want to be a part. That's the church that I want to be a part where Jesus is the head of his church. And because if he has all authority, then I know that I can count on the church of which he did promise to build in Matthew 16, 18. And indeed, he did build it, and it was purchased by his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. And oh, how there have been multitudes that have been added to that church. Acts 2:47. Yes, friends, God's word is all authoritative. It is all authority. We can guarantee it, and we can bank on it. Let's look at our second context, or our second number of text, as we consider number 2, how the Bible speaks. From Genesis 6, verses 14 through 16, we find God speaking to Noah concerning the ark that was to be built. "Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks." Now, friends, let me interject something here. If you ever have an opportunity to visit the ark in northern Kentucky, it is something to behold, for it is built according to the guidelines of Scripture. You know the ark was very massive, but my, when you see it, it really brings things into perspective. But from Genesis 6, 14 through 16, let's note, not only does the Bible speak authoritatively, but the Bible speaks directly. For example, God used direct statements to let man know what was required of him. I mean, we see that here in Genesis 6, 14 through 16. But we also note such texts as Genesis 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning God made the heavens and the earth." And how in John 1, 1 through 3, how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And friends, when we consider all of this, God used direct statements to let man know what was required of him. And this is a great example from Noah and his building of the ark. For example, God was specific and direct unto Noah in his description of the ark, was he not? The type of wood was specific, gopher wood. The length was specific, 300 cubits. The width was specific, 50 cubits. The height was specific, 30 cubits. And a window was to be placed within the ark along with a door, and the ark was to be 3 stories. Now, friends, God was specific and direct with his plans for the ark, and Noah had no problem knowing and understanding what God had spoken. In the scriptures, we see where the Bible speaks directly on matters. And friends, when God brings forth and speaks directly and we see what the scripture says, then friends, we need to follow therein. You know, as we think about the Bible, and I had mentioned earlier about our offers today, our free offers always deal with the Bible and deal with what we have before us. And earlier, our J-Web talked about the free booklet, "Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right." Now, I want to pause and share with you our second offer. And this is an online Bible study called Back to the Bible. Here, once again, our J-Web.
Let's go back to the Bible, shall we? On International Gospel Hour, we always desire to go back to the Bible for our studies. And now we are delighted to offer a special video series through our friends at World Video Bible School. It's called Back to the Bible with our friend Rob Whitaker, a simple yet thorough study that deals with authority and religion, the church, and your salvation. It's free, friends. Call us at 855-444-6988. Tell us your email address, say Back to the Bible, and we will send the link to you. It's that easy. You can go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, leave us your email, type Back to the Bible in the message box, and we will send the link right away. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, friends, let's consider what we've looked at so far. From 1 Corinthians 2, 12 and 13, the Bible speaks authoritatively. From Genesis 6, 14 through 16, the Bible speaks directly. Let's consider our next text of Hebrews 4 and verse 12. The Bible says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The Bible speaks authoritatively, the Bible speaks directly, and the Bible also speaks actively. Of course, the Bible, as we note from Hebrews 4, verse 12, is an active book. Now, friends, we would parallel the word actively with various examples from the scriptures or accounts of action that allow us to know God's authority so that it may be obeyed. Now, let's see how these examples work, these accounts of action, and how indeed they are binding through a study of the Word of God. Let's take 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10, when the Apostle Paul expressed sadly, "Demas forsook me, having loved this present world." Well, friends, here's the lesson we learn. If we love the world, then we are as wrong as Demas. For in 1 John 2:15 through 17, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever." So we learn from Demas that if we forsake God and we love this present world more than God, then we will face the same fate as Demas. What about Judas and his betrayal of the Lord in Matthew 26:47-49? Well, what happens if one betrays the Lord for the world? Then we are as sinful as Judas. So you see, friends, we are looking at these accounts of action that we learn from them, and therefore we do what we need to do for God. The Word of God is quick and powerful. It's living and powerful. It makes the difference. Here's a third one. From Acts 8 and verse 4, "Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the Word." Well, are Christians to follow that example? Yes, in light of Matthew 28:18-20. When we are scattered to and fro and we come across a number of people, then we have that ability to share the Word of God with others. And there are a number of other accounts of action to where we can draw authoritative conclusions based upon the Word of God. And the Bible speaks actively. It allows us to see these accounts of action and to learn therein. Let's consider number four. I'd like for you and I to think about Colossians 3, verse 16. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord." And what about Acts 20 and verse 7, where upon the first day of the week when the disciples gathered together to break bread, we find where Paul preached unto them and preached until midnight. So here is our fourth, how does the Bible speak? Speaks. It speaks impliedly. Now the word impliedly suggests involved or indicated or suggested without being directly or explicitly stated. Here's a good illustration from the late Brother Thomas B. Warren. He says, "If John is a son of Bill Smith, and Charles is a son of Bill Smith, and Jim is a son of Bill Smith, then John and Charles and Jim are brothers." Well, that's the basic technical meaning of imply. You don't have to go through the whole explanation. You don't have to go through the whole thing. You can look and see Bill Smith has three sons, John, Charles, and Jim. And therefore, they are brothers. Now, Mark chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. It doesn't state where Jesus went into the water with John, but it is implied because he came up out of the water. You see what I mean? How about Noah and the ark in Genesis 6:14-16 and the directness of command? Well, it's also implied that nothing else was acceptable. What if Noah decided to build the ark out of, say, oak wood instead of the command of gopher? You see, God didn't have to look at Noah and say, "Now look, Noah, don't use oak, maple, olive, don't do that." Once he stated gopher wood, it is implied that everything else is unacceptable. We mentioned Colossians 3 in verse 16. We would also submit Ephesians 5 in verse 19, when the New Testament authorizes singing in worship to God. When singing is stated, there's the implication that nothing else is acceptable. Within the Churches of Christ, of which our program is presented to you by Churches of Christ, if you attend one of our periods of worship, you will see singing without the aid of instruments. And the reason is because we look into the New Testament under the churches and their worship, and we find singing mentioned, but not the playing of an instrument along with the singing. When the New Testament authorizes the observance of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, well, as we noted from Acts 20 and verse 7, it is implied that nothing else is acceptable. We also note from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 concerning the partaking of the Lord's Supper and how the church should partake of the Lord's Supper and what to use. Well, to observe the Lord's Supper upon the first day of the week, well, it is implied that nothing else is acceptable. I know a number of years ago there was a young man and his fiancée that visited where I was preaching, and they were sharing with a mutual friend that they happened to be there the Sunday we observed the Lord's Supper. And the mutual friend said, well, you see, that happens every Sunday, every first day of the week. You see, friends, it is implied that nothing else is acceptable. And God has spoken clearly through His Word, and it is implied that nothing else matters when we see what is stated. So, friends, when we summarize all this together, the Bible does speak authoritatively, directly, actively, and impliedly. And we hope this will help you in your study and your search of Scripture. And with that being said, here is our final offer by our J. Webb, our free Bible study course by mail. And we want to send that to you, again, absolutely free. I'll pause, let Jay tell you the rest, and then I'll come back to wrap up our broadcast today.
Our longtime free Bible study course by mail is always available. Have you tried it yet? Just call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. Study the Bible at your own pace. Again, it's free from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Let us always reach for the spiritual owner's manual, the Bible. We can understand, embrace, and enjoy God's blessings through His revealed Word, as God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. We're able to take the Bible to learn of His will for our lives with the assurance of Colossians 3 and verse 17 that whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. That's why when we look at the name of the Lord Jesus, His authority, we see that He teaches the beauty of belief, John 8 and verse 24, the command of repentance, Luke 13, 3 and 5, to confess Him before men, Matthew 10, 32 and 33, to be baptized based upon our faith in order to be saved, Mark 16 and verse 16, to be added to His church, of which He promised to build, Matthew 16, 18, and that He purchased with His own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. Friends, there are a number of other texts that speak about our salvation in Christ, and it is through the grace of God that brings salvation to all men, we are able to learn God's will for our lives, Titus 2, 11 and 12. How grateful we are to open up the Bible and to study it together, and to see God's will for our lives. Once again, let us know if you would love to have the free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right. Also, the free Bible study course by mail. Both can be addressed by calling our toll-free number at 855-444-6988. Again, leave your name and address, and you can say Bible track and Bible study in one message, and we will take care of that as soon as possible. Now, if you would like more studies online, then you would have to let us know your email address so we can send you those links and we can address that as well. Now, you can call us and spell out your email and we'll send those links to you. Or if you'd like to go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the contact tab and leave us your name and address, definitely your email, and we will send those links to you for your personal study. We are grateful for the number of responses we receive through our broadcast here, not only our radio broadcast, but our television broadcast, of which you can see on our YouTube channel at International Gospel Hour. Just go to YouTube, put in International Gospel Hour, and it will take you to the site and you can see our television program as well as listen to our radio broadcast. How thankful we are for the number of open doors God has granted unto us to bring forth the gospel, the good news of salvation here from International Gospel Hour. As we wrap up our broadcast today, we are under the oversight of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. We'll continue our studies together at another time, but for now, thank you for joining me today here on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. To God be the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. Feel free to listen to our other programs at our website at internationalgospelhour.com. And join us next time.